Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my computer off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
Welcome back, everybody! This week's episode of the podcast, I believe, is just going to be with me, because I pull up today and nobody else is here, so it's kind of interesting.
Actually, that's false, Ty. I'm coming in right now in my helicopter, but somebody's parked in the middle of the helipad on a stupid blue motorcycle.
Oh, that.
So we're going to have to circle around and come back, so give me a second here, all right? I'll be right back.
Sounds good, Andrew. Sounds good. All right, so it looks like I will not be the only one. Andrew's going to be joining me. However, Ben is not. And that's
all right, I'm back. I'm in the studio now.
Hey, that was a quick landing.
It didn't even hit the ground. I was just running. I just ran in here. I kicked that stupid bike over and just ran in.
Come on.
It's okay. I left a note. Whoever owns it will be fine.
Oh, good.
Good.
Looks like I'm going to find a note later tonight. That's cool.
Although, when I was flying here, I seen some burly otter-looking man in a ditch, so I don't think Ben's going to make it.
Yeah, that's... Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's either that, he's either doing that or something with his son, I don't fucking know.
One or the other. it's whatever.
It's the same thing to us.
Yeah.
And the listeners we have.
Yeah, so. Exactly. He's a douche. He's a douche. But, what's that? Oh my god, it's a black guy that sounds like a white guy. Let's just take a moment and appreciate the beauty that is Darius Rucker. Hootie! I don't know where the blowfish are, but Hootie is on my phone screen.
So honestly, when I found out that I would listen to him solo, his country album, and then in Hootie, and then when my buddy's like, you know that's the lead singer, I'm like, I knew they sounded the same, but I didn't know the lead singer of Hootie was black.
Right? Nobody does.
It's like, and then I seen him, I'm like, well, shit.
You have to like draw a map for me to figure that out. It's unbelievable.
You know what shocks me more than him being black?
The fact that I like him.
Well, wow. No, not just that. also the fact of when I eat a banana and a spider bursts out of it.
Hey, we're jumping right into it. Come on now.
Oh, I'm just jumping right into that one.
God.
So at the beginning of the episode, we're right now having the grossing tie out. So all you're really going to hear from Ty. So. There's a short video that we'll be posting up about a banana. This dude, a YouTuber, noticed something moving in his banana.
I don't even want to watch it again.
He decided to start filming. And I don't know why, but I personally would just stomp on the fucking thing. I wouldn't even filming, but yeah, a spider burst out of the banana.
Oh, it's so big. It's so big.
And you can actually see it moving. So it's probably, from what I'm guessing, is it's probably an egg that was in the banana. And then it just developed and... Yeah, right then when it fell out... I love the video. Because at the end, he's like, I just want to eat a banana. And he goes through the whole filming of it. And at the end, he's like, I ate an apple.
All right, I'm watching it again. It's a minute and 17 seconds long. It's not
You can pretty much just skip to, like, around 101 and... No, actually, if you just skip to, like, 110, you'll see it starting to come out. But
I'm going to throw up. Oh, it's so big.
Seriously, those legs.
Oh,
I would burn my house down
you
for
can
that.
See it. You can see it,
you,
like,
you can see
wiggling.
It moving under the skin.
It ripped a little hole. It's peeking through.
It burst. Like, you know that scene in Alien where the thing bursts out of the guy's stomach? That's pretty much how I'm just...
Oh, my God. Why? Look at it. Peekaboo. Hello. Hello, my friend.
That's disgusting. It honestly, after watching that this morning, I ate a banana for breakfast. I looked at it, and I peeled the whole fucking thing. Looked at it, and then I'm eating it with a paper towel, and the wife just said, what are you doing? I'm like, it's a fucking spider first.
It just fell out, and its legs started, like, freaking out.
And the thing is the same, the ones that I have, the bananas I have are the same company.
Oh,
that's why
God.
I checked.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You know what I have to say to that?
Okay, I'm good. I'm okay. I got this.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
What?
What?
Must.
Oh! Look at the babies!
Look at the babies come out of
it. Oh, God. Look at the babies.
Oh!
So, this guy...
Why?
Look at the babies!
Oh my God!
In either Australia or New Zealand, either way, it's a wolf spider. That's on this dude's floor, and he smacks it with a broom.
Why do I have chills? Why do I literally have chills?
Just explodes with baby spiders.
Where is my Cosmic Kitty blanket? Because I'm wrapping up. Because I have chills.
Baby spiders just out of it.
Ugh! You should have had a Swiffer.
Exactly. At least if you had a Swiffer, you have the right surface area to demolish all of them in one swoop.
And you could just spray the crap out of them. Oh, he's just beating them. And there's so many still out there. What are you doing with your life?
Like, he doesn't seem concerned about all the stragglers that are running away.
Oh.
That's because you know what he's probably going to do, right?
Oh, God, I don't want to know.
Probably going to burn himself down. Honestly, the rate of arson because of spiders is probably skyrocketing.
Wow. Thanks, Parsons, for posting that.
Yeah, Justin, you fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why?
Well, it could be worse. It could be a camel spider.
Oh, stop it.
Or it could be one of those chihuahua spiders.
Nope, we're moving on. We're already moving on. I'm done. I'm out.
Why?
I'm out.
Why?
I'm out.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go cry. Oh.
Well, no, you don't have to cry yet.
Nope.
It's not until we talk about... Okay, so now this is a serious note aside from Ty probably vomiting right now.
Oh, my God.
All of us at Cerebral Overload are huge movie buffs. We love movies. And when we found out that Robin Williams passed away, we were all upset. Because he was a great actor, great man, great comedian. Raunchy as fuck.
Very.
But he did suffer from something that has touched all of us, and that's depression.
Extremely.
We've all battled it. I know I've gone through very serious things. My wife has. Ty has.
Yup.
So, everybody goes through it. No one can say that they've never been depressed, because everyone goes through it. People handle it different ways. Some of us go to the brink. Some of us can't quite get the help. And depression is a very serious thing. Especially nowadays with bullying, social media, all that bullshit. So if somebody says that they're upset and they're depressed, fucking talk to them. Don't rough it off or don't be like some people's dads are like, bah, you're fine. Stop being a bitch. I'm not saying that was my dad. My dad was actually like, okay, well, talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch.
My dad's a
share
bitch.
Your feelings. So, but yeah, but you have your mom.
Yeah.
You have tons of friends.
The warden.
A lot of people don't have that.
That's true.
And there are services out there, so for the love of God, if you're depressed, talk to somebody. I know I'm getting a little bit sad, and all the viewers are like, oh. But it's very real. We've all either lost somebody or dealt with it ourselves, or both. I know I've had both, so. So, yeah. And what we want to talk about is Robin Williams' final movie. It's called Boulevard. And I just watched the trailer, and I had tons of feelings, and very sad, made me remember shit, but also to deal with shit. Ty, you gotta add anything?
I'm not even gonna lie, that was beautiful. I didn't expect that. I'm kinda sobbing up over here.
Well, it's depression, something that, like, sure, people talk about it, but no one really pushes on it. Like, people push on, like diseases like cancer, and, like, you work with Alzheimer's and stuff like that, and I don't feel enough attention is going towards depression nowadays. And it really only, it takes somebody famous like Robin Williams to unexpectedly retire early for them to really say anything about it. And it pisses me off, because how many teenagers, especially in your LGBT community, that have taken lives because there's nobody there to support them? Just, it's fucking stupid. Makes me want to punch somebody in the mouth with a machete.
I completely agree. Yeah, and on,
this is the first time Ty's ever been speechless, for the record.
Wow. So I went and saw Inside Out the other day.
That movie was also focused towards that.
On the topic of movies. And it was probably one of the best Disney Pixar representations of anything I've ever seen in my life.
Did you know that that is the only movie, though, that they've ever released opening weekend and haven't been number one in the box office?
I did not.
Yep, that's the first one, probably their most important movie. Like, all Disney movies are important because it brings joy to children, but this one touches on very sensitive subjects.
Oh my God.
And it was first.
It was crazy. Like, they hit everything. They showed how it feels to, like, grow up and what happens in their mind, and the representation was just fantastic. And I'm getting a little sidetracked, but what we were trying to do here, this is actually the start of a new segment called 5 Things You Need to Know. Thing number 5, or 1, I don't... Thing number A, you gotta know that... what is my mind over here? That Robin
Sorry
Williams,
about my rant fucking you up.
Yeah. Since we're on movies, I'm gonna do a couple movie things. For the one thing. Shut up. For the 5 things you need to know, Robin Williams has a movie coming out called Boulevard. He plays a closeted gay man. Very depressing looking, but it's Robin Williams. It's going to be amazing. Spider-Man decided that they didn't want Andrew Garfield anymore, which makes zero sense. So they've got some 19-year-old nobody playing Peter Parker now.
I think they're thinking the same frame rate as Man of Steel.
I hate it.
Man of Steel was an awesome movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's that. And Inside Out's a great movie. Go take your kids, be an adult, go see it. So, thing number 4, right? Yeah, we'll start with 5. Robin Williams is 5. This is number 4. If you haven't seen it, Morgan Freeman. The guy that does our opening. Our best friend. We call him on the weekend. He likes to come over and have summer shandies with us. Isn't that right, Morgan? He's not here right now, but he wants
I think
to be
here. I think he's in my helicopter because yeah. I can hear the wind out back. I think he's in my helicopter.
I think he's taking off right now. He's got stuff to do.
I think he's going out for a drink with Liam Neeson.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
Yeah. But he did leave us with a parting gift.
Oh, did he? Did he now?
He did.
Is that the message on the answering machine? Is that what we got? We rolling with that? Play it! I'll play it!
Okay.
In unusual situations,
you don't always get what you expect. But sometimes, unusual situations lead to new insights.
To find the truth about gravity, physicists are studying it in a place where they expect it to
act very strangely.
You don't always get what you expect from Morgan Freeman. He's so funny. So what you just heard was Morgan Freeman on his commercial for Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman on helium. I mean, I think that's one of the 5 things you need to know for the week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Morgan Freeman on helium. Professor Snape did it, too, on the Jimmy Fallon show, but
it wasn't as good. You could still tell his voice was Snapey.
Yeah.
Whereas with Morgan Freeman, it's just the you can tell it's Morgan Freeman because of the enunciation.
Yeah,
I confused you with a big word.
No, I'm Snapchatting right now. Sorry.
So am I. Oh. You never snap me back though, so you know whatever.
Well, you're. I don't. I thought I did.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm sorry. It's been a busy day. I've been literally all over town all day today.
Yeah, you still have time to read my snaps, just not snap back.
Well, I shouldn't be. I'm driving. Anyway, no, we're not condoning snapping and driving. But if you're going to do it, Snapchat Ty_Pi68. Because I'll respond, generally. Alright, so, moving on to number three. Sony had a big fail.
Yeah.
Xbox One obviously announced backwards compatibility at E3 this year, which is the greatest thing in the world.
And being a Xbox Preview member, I've already been playing with the backwards compatibility because apparently I've had it since E3.
Apparently, and he's had it since E3. Oh my god!
It's crazy. Because they're really utilizing the dual OS on the Xbox One. Because I've downloaded pretty much, I haven't tried any of my 360 games yet because I don't think they're supported, but in my install list, it's given me my Xbox 360 titles that I've paid for. So I downloaded Banjo-Kazooie, installed it, the second I open it, it brings up the 360 dashboard. So it actually runs an Xbox 360 emulator to play the game.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched the video. I don't like watching videos. If anybody,
well, that's why I explained it.
Yeah. If you ever send me a video link to like an article, if it's an article with like news and stuff, if you're a listener and you're like, hey, you guys should definitely talk about this, which please do send us topics you want us to talk about. We'll talk about it. But if you ever send me a topic and it's a video, I'm not going to watch it. I'll even send you an email back saying I didn't watch it. Yeah. I'm not watching it. Send me a link that I can read. I don't want to hear some fat bald guy talking to me about that.
Well, we found out that you can take the panda cake and flip it over and put chocolate chips in there and cook it, and then you have a chocolate chip panda cake.
That's racist.
Well, I don't want to hear it. Maybe you should just go to church.
Then take me to church.
I can't step foot in there.
Is it because you're gay?
It is. And because I wore a shirt to church one time that says, if Jesus comes back, we'll just kill him again.
Well, I wore a shirt that said, Hail Satan, but, you know, apparently they misread it and thought it said Satan. Oh. Or it was the Chinese boutique I bought it from, and it actually did say Satan. I don't...
Whatever. One or the other. But, I'm sorry.
Why?
I've been up all day. Did you also talk about how Xbox One owners get to vote on the 360 games they want to see supported?
Yep.
Cool. I was listening.
I voted for Deadpool.
Did you? There's a Deadpool game?
What?
I didn't know that.
I own the Deadpool game for 360. Oh. It is amazing. It is one of the funniest games I have ever played.
Wow. Well, I bet it's Deadpool.
Steve, shut up. I know you're upset that he hasn't heard of Deadpool. Just stop.
Sorry, Steve.
Go back in the helicopter, Steve.
My bad.
Go. Don't give me sass.
Wait, do we know which 22 games are supported?
I don't think there's a definite list yet. Hold on, let's see. Let me put it into my info device. I don't know how to use this contraption that... uses.
Why does everybody use videos for their news stories? I don't want videos. Apparently, if you own the digital copies of your 360 games, they'll just show up automatically.
Yeah, yeah. They, I think they have to bring out patches for the actual.
It's a video.
I think they have to bring me patches. games available to download to try in today in preview. More coming soon. So they've got. Kingdom of Keflings, World of Keflings, Alien, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Battle Block Theater. I've got Battle Block. That's all, folks. Defense Grid, Geometry Wars, Hectic HD, got that too. Jetpack Refueled, Cameo, Mass Effect, what? Toy Soldiers Cold War, Toy Soldiers Super Meat Boy.
What? What are these stupid games?
Zero, Perfect Dark, N+.
Wait, these are all like, wait.
What?
There's a Perfect Dark for the 360?
Yeah. And then you got Miata and Zuma.
What?
Yeah, there's even Perfect Dark Zero.
Which what? Is the
second Perfect Dark that came out.
Perfect Dark was like my favorite game on N64.
They redid the graphics and everything, brought it out. It's an arcade game.
For you, like,
it's only $10, dude.
12-year-olds. N64 was a gaming console where you had to into the cartridge.
I never really had to do that with my 64. Did I have to do that with 64?
Yes,
you did. No, I didn't.
Don't you?
Right now, it's got GoldenEye in it. We're good.
Oh, GoldenEye, so good too. That was the other good one with the like Donkey Kong hands and stuff. God,
yeah, but and the giant heads.
Game
but
Shark.
The problem with that game though is if you played, because it was the first game that came out with the 4-player split screen of local matchmaking. Awful. You had to worry about fucking assholes looking at your screen
always. I was a screen watcher.
You know what we used to do? Me and Chris?
Huh.
My best friend that you met when you were up here?
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
We used to play 2-player, and we'd tape a blanket.
How's he doing?
In the middle of the screen. Yeah, you know, working.
Good.
Me and Chris. Put a thing across the screen, and he would be on the bottom half, so he'd be under the cover playing, and I'd be on the top part of the screen. But that was back when we actually had a TV with a tube in the back, so we could tape the blanket to the sides.
Ah.
It's going to be increasingly hard nowadays.
Yes,
but,
it is.
You know, Call of Duty kind of ruined real gaming for everybody.
Yeah. All right. So, backwards compatibility.
Woo!
All right. And then number... Hold on, wait. Carry the 7.
I think we're on number 2.
No, hold on. It's...
What? 3?
All right. Number yellow. Okay. On to number yellow. It's Asian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On to number 3 for 5 things you need to know.
On to number 3, 4, 5?
3 of 5 that you need to know.
There we go.
We have 23 things for this number of 3.
1!
Fallout 4.
Okay, so the way we're going to do this, because it's 23 goddamn games.
So many games.
It's going to be, we're not even going to really talk about the games unless we're really excited for it.
Which I'm excited for all of them.
Shut up, Ty. either going to go, yay, or
meh.
So, Fallout 4.
Yay!
Yay! Dishonored 2.
Meh. I'm so glad we agree.
We didn't
prepare for this. I
don't know what any of these fucking games are.
We literally just pulled this up before we started recording. Have not looked at it yet, so our opinions are gonna differ.
Doom.
Yay! It's been 11 years since Doom 3. Yeah. And this has been in the works for years.
Oh, I'm so excited. Gears of War 4.
Oh, we're moving on. Okay. I was excited about Doom.
See? Okay, you want to go back and talk about Doom?
No, I'm already over it.
Okay.
So Gears of War 4.
Meh.
Yeah, I haven't played Gears of War, so I really don't care.
I played the first two and then lost interest.
Ah, haven't played any. Halo 5 Guardians!
Yay! Meh.
No, I'm just kidding. Yay!
I don't know, I'm torn.
They've got a bayonet.
Yeah, but it seems to be that the Halo games are starting to turn into Call of Duty games, where they're like, yeah, one's awesome! Yeah, fuck, the next one sucks. Mm. Yeah, it's awesome!
Bayonets.
I have hopes because 343 is back on it, but...
Bayonets. It's on my brother's birthday Halo comes out.
I don't know. Okay, this is the first one where I'm actually kind of in the middle. Only really happens with Halo. You're excited because you love Halo.
I hated Halo 1, 2, and 3.
Halo 4 was good, though.
Halo 4 was amazing. I didn't play Halo Reach or Halo...
No,
ODST.
That was why I lost. Like, Halo Reach sucked... Waypoint or War, whatever the fuck that one was called, sucked.
See, I didn't even know that.
I played 1, 2, 4,
Oh, so
I don't know why I didn't play 3.
3 sucked.
probably. And I loved 4. Played Reach. Fucking hated it. Played the next one after that. Sold it. So now that's those two kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
She doesn't have square tits, so I'm not into it.
No, well, I thought the first one was all right. I didn't think this. I don't know.
Meh.
Nah, meh.
Meh.
ReCore.
I'm not even going to give it a meh. I don't even know what it is.
And neither do I.
I don't even heard of it. Enslaved Ico? Beyond Good and Evil. What is this?
It's apparently an Xbox One exclusive.
It's stupid. It looks like Destiny, but stupid.
Yeah. All right. Forza 6. Yay!
Yay!
You're a man, aren't you?
No, I'm a yay.
Oh, okay. I've always loved the Forza franchise. Yeah. The realism and the tracks and the driving, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
And it's always breathtaking scenery.
Ah, breathtaking. All right, Ghost Recon Wildlands by Tom Clancy!
Meh.
His games always suck. They're always crappy.
Yep. And he's dead. Stop putting his name on stuff.
Please. Ooh. Dark Souls 3.
Yay!
I never played the first two.
Oh, really? There we go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a meh.
Star Wars Battlefront. Yay! Fuck you if you say meh.
Oh, I was going to say, I was trying to make a Star Trek joke, and I couldn't think of any quotes.
It's a trap.
Not Star Wars. I'm looking for Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Well, good thing you're stupid.
Darmok and Jalad. Yeah.
Googled something, didn't
you? No, I remember one episode of Star Trek that I actually watched. His face was wet.
Probably the most common Star Trek reference you could have made there to piss off Star Wars fanboys would have been Khan from Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Darmok and Jalad.
Either way, I'm excited for this. I do feel it's a little Call of Duty-ish, but I'm still excited. Because it's a Star Wars game, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm there. I mean, I like it. I'm like, cool, Star Wars. New movies. Harrison Ford.
You'll play it, but you're not excited for it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, all right. That's basically where I'm at.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Mass Effect Andromeda. Meh.
Meh.
I wasn't really into the other ones.
Yeah, I didn't care. Oh my god, Mirror's Edge Catalyst?
Yay! I loved the first one.
Oh. Well, this is awkward.
You hated it, didn't you?
I didn't even play it. I didn't know what this was. I thought
it's... Honestly, when Mirror's Edge, the first one, came out, it was first person, but you were doing like parkour style jumping. Oh. A lot of people got sick and shit off of it.
Nice.
They still use that game when they do like VR stuff to make people want to vomit.
So it's Japanese Assassin's Creed.
Pretty much, yeah. But it came out before, I think it actually came out before the first Assassin's Creed.
2008. Wow, 2008? What is that? It's like a dog, a bird, it's got horns, and there's some creature next to it, too.
Oh, damn it, Assassin's Creed came out first.
Ah, yep. Japanese Assassin's
what
Creed.
What the fuck?
Exactly, what is that?
I think this is based... Oh, I think this is based on, like, a Japanese thing. It's called The Last Guardian.
It's always Japanese.
It's for PS4 exclusive, so who really fucking cares?
Oh, I see that now. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. That's garbage. Oh, my God, Final Fantasy
VII Remake! Yes!
Oh, you
kind of want a PS4. God damn it.
I was going to say VII, but that works.
It's 7, you fuck.
Huh.
I was a huge fan of the Final Fantasy series. 8 is my favorite, but everyone else seems to love 7.
Why don't they use real numbers?
Because they're Japanese.
Wait,
fuck.
Look. Final Fantasy VII is 18 years old. Why wouldn't they put it in, like, VVVIII? That'd be 18.
You Googled that, didn't you?
No, I just kind of did math.
You don't know how to math. You're American.
Numbers are hard.
What the fuck?
What is this next thing?
Snoo?
Schmir? It's a three?
Snoo-snoo.
Snoo-snoo. It's a third one? I don't even heard of the first two. Shenmue?
They raised the $2 million needed to create it in less than a day on Kickstarter.
Wow!
For the E3 announcement. Oh, apparently this is getting a third title after the last game, which was developed for the Sega Dreamcast.
Wow. It's not as bad as the Sega Dreamcube. It's not a thing. Just in case kids were wondering, it's not a thing.
Essentially, the Dreamcast is, it literally looks like a fucking GameCube.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved my Dreamcast. It was the first system to come out with internet capabilities.
Oh, I totally... Awesome.
I'm the book of useless facts.
You really are this episode.
Uncharted 4! Yay! I know it's a PS4 exclusive, and I hate PS4s, but I've played all the other Uncharted series. And for my birthday 2 years ago, everyone bought me a PS3 for Uncharted 3 itself.
Yeah, I've never played it. I really need to start playing it.
It's good. You'd actually probably really like Uncharted. Because it's pretty much your fucking Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What's this next one? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Yay!
This is so fucking stupid.
I'm so excited. Look at the gun. Look at the flying thing. Is there a tomahawk in there somewhere? There better be. Because if there's not, I'm going to return the game. That's all I care about is a tomahawk. Oh my God. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was the best game I've ever played, said no one ever. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was the most biggest piece of garbage I've ever played in my life, and I've played a lot of Call of Duties. Who was it? Sledgehammer? Sledgehammer made that one?
They all fucking suck.
They suck. Black Ops? Black Ops is good.
The only one that I ever fucking liked was Modern Warfare 4.
Oh, garbage!
And you know what? To be honest,
you're disgusting.
The only reason why I hate the Call of Duty franchise is their online.
But that's the best part.
No, they're single player, even though you can literally sit there and smash through their single player storyline in 2 hours. They have a good storyline, and then it's like, yeah, 2 hours done. Go get fucking killed by a fucking tomahawk clipping through a building from the other side of the fucking map.
Yes! I hated Modern Warfare.
I hate all of them.
Black Ops. Tomahawks. It's the best! Nuketown. Nuketown 2025. Zombies. Tomahawks.
Hold on, just give me a second here. I'm going to check my drawer here. Nope. check my other drawer. Nope. The fucks that I give about this game are nowhere to be found.
Check your butthole.
I'll let you do that later.
All right. What? I'm buying a Wii U.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. Should we fill in the 12 people that are listening on to why we're so excited?
Oh, my God.
Star Fox. That's all that needs to be said.
Oh, my God. Right in the feels. This is...
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah. I love it. I'm so excited right now. Are you serious? Why didn't I read this beforehand? I'm so excited.
Because we wouldn't have this happiness.
Oh, my God. Like, who's doing this right now? Yeah.
Do a barrel roll.
Yes! There it is.
Mississippi, all barrel roll. Fire barrel roll. Slippy, get back here. Slippy, watch out. Full barrel roll. Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll.
Enemy.
Barrel roll.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Childhood.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
What? Right there.
What?
Or did you already move on?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I did. Oh my God! It's that lady thing, Link.
Well, yeah, Link. Link is the male protagonist. Zelda is the female princess to be. Whatever. Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes coming out for the Nintendo 3DS.
Triforce?
Yeah. Excited because I am a huge Zelda fan.
It looks kind of cool.
What?
Are you already moving on again?
I moved on.
You're moving too fast.
I'm over it.
Oh, I'm totes getting a Wii U.
This game, oh my God, makes me think of Mario Paint.
I never played it.
Oh man, I love Mario Paint. You had a little, like, a fucking two-click mouse with a mouse pad, mm-hmm. and you draw mm-hmm. shit. And, mm-hmm. Oh, it was like MS Paint, but on a Super Nintendo.
Oh my God, MS
Paint. Come to think of it, it was MS Paint on a fucking Super Nintendo. Jesus Christ!
They sold it for so much, too. What is going on with the feels here? Why are they bringing back so many old-school games?
Because they know it's going to make money off people like us.
Did we hit the recycle button? We're recycling old games and making money. What? Oh.
Do you pay attention to Hollywood?
Yeah, and I love it. This looks exactly like the old game.
Yeah,
like they literally just took it. And they were like, emulator.
Yep. Yeah.
My margaritas.
What's that, Marcia? Marcia?
Ben?
Get in, Marcia!
Huh?
Eh?
Huh?
Eh?
What?
Eh? Where's Ben?
What?
Who? When did Ben leave?
What? Who's Ben? Who are you? Get out of my house!
You're looking in a mirror again, goddammit, Ty!
Oh! I was gonna say, I've seen that fella before. Anyway.
Moving on.
The last and final game.
What? You skipped one.
Did I?
You should be on 22.
It said Metroid.
Oh, you did say Metroid? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
23? I don't have a title. It just says Wii U.
Mario Tennis.
Oh.
It says it right everywhere in the picture. Mario Tennis. Meh.
I can't read. Meh.
You speak and spell, don't you?
I'm going to say meh.
Yeah, meh.
Not really excited about it.
Not really a fan of any sports games on a
console. But number 18 I'm super excited about. Black Ops 3!
I fucking hate you.
All right, so that's number 4. 3.
3.
Where am I? Why did I lose count?
Because you can't count to 5, apparently?
That was 3? What did I skip? Okay. I think I skipped one.
Eh.
One. Okay, so Robin Williams was 5.
Yep.
Morgan Freeman was 4.
Yep.
Xbox backwards compatibility was supposed to be 3.
Yeah, and that was 2. So now, what are we going to go to 0 then?
Apparently we're on 1.
Huh.
Unless I skipped a link.
Well, no, yeah, it would be 1 and then my Kickstarter.
Yeah. Okay, we're good. Okay, sorry, we can't count here. That's super overload. What episode is this? 72?
368.
Ah, sounds good. All right,
put that in there as the title, just so people get completely cooked up. What the hell? How did I miss 300 episodes?
What happened?
You were drunk.
You were very drunk. Yeah, Father's Day just recently happened, like, a week ago?
I actually, my child's not born yet, and I actually got a present for Father's Day.
I also got a present for Father's Day. Thank you, Justin Parsons, for my 6-pack of Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yeah, well, I got a Batman-themed diaper bag.
That is cool.
Yeah.
You guys should do a photo shoot.
Maybe I should do one of me having my son untying my wife on train tracks.
Or... Now listen, hear me out, okay? We kill your wife, and then me and you live together, and we keep your son.
Whoa.
I'll tie him up, I'll be the Joker, you guys will show up at the last minute, and I'll tell you have to decide between her or Harvey Dent.
Where is he? I'm Batman. Where is he?
I don't understand what you're saying. Those are just guttural. Well, here we go.
Have you ever watched the parody scene that some guy had made on YouTube of that interrogation thing?
I've seen a
few. Kills me every time.
Which one is it? Because I watched this one guy that's just, all his videos are hysterical. He's called Bad Man.
Oh, God, that's Pete. That's Pete Holmes?
Pete Holmes, yeah, that's it.
Fucking hysterical. But no, this one, hold on, I know it's on the YouTube of two.
Ah.
It's called the Dark Knight Joker Interrogation Scene Spoof. It's by, hold on.
Me, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I did see that one. I've seen that one.
Nope, still just guttural sounds to my ears. Okay, we're also having some.
And he keeps hitting him like a
dick. Yeah, he just keeps punching. Okay, the punching is not helping.
All right, so, well, bringing this train right on back down the train tracks here. What we're discussing now is a Batman-themed Father's Day photo shoot on train tracks that caused outrage and death.
I don't see... death threats.
Threats. Right?
You've got to finish your sentence.
Sorry.
This is what gets you in court.
I was taking a drink of my delicious sweet tea by McDonald's, because today's episode is sponsored by McDonald's.
Fucking sweet tea, that's just disgusting.
Oh, heart attack. That's their motto.
Cornea! I honestly don't get why there was so much outrage. This is what was quote. The family said they got menacing threats immediately after the post went viral. Their address was posted online along with a message that said someone was coming to their home at 3 a.m. We had no idea it was illegal, Daly said. I've never been on a railroad before. I'll never be on a railroad again. We don't hang out on them. I get where people are coming from, but I don't think the message was well crafted at all. There are less aggressive ways to communicate that, which is true. You don't go, instead of saying, hey, it's illegal, you probably shouldn't do that. I don't, you can get out of the way of a fucking train if you see it coming.
But it's so cute.
It's adorable. Like, his son, his little kid is dressed up as Robin. He's dressed up as Batman. They're all happy because the kid's saving the day. If there was a fucking train in the background, you'd hear a loud train noise.
And then, I mean, like, look, hear me out. If
you heard this, would you not know to fucking move?
All you have to do is sidestep. That's it. Like, I don't understand how people get hit by a train. You sidestep.
Like that, you can hear that. You can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, now hear me out. Okay. So.
Okay.
What if,
all right,
the parents did get hit by a train? Then the kid could actually be Batman.
Exactly.
So this is a win-win for him. He'll grow up.
It's either your kids don't get hit by a train, your parents don't get hit by a train, you live a happy life with parents. Your parents get hit by a train, you live a happy life as fucking Batman. There's.
I'm Batman.
I don't see the issue here.
I swear to God, Richard Nixon needs to play Batman.
Ty.
Huh?
I have some really sad news for you, buddy.
What?
Richard Nixon's dead, dude.
No.
Yeah.
He was just president like 4 years ago.
No. That was George Bush.
Before Jimmy Carter just came in.
Did you take a nap by chance for like 40 years? Because he died in 1994. And he was president from 69 to 74.
What? Well,
yeah.
Why haven't my slaves told me this?
Ty, that's also illegal. That was stopped a long time ago from Abraham Lincoln.
I do declare, that is just ridiculous.
And I'm sorry, but you also will not be able to buy your Confederate flags at Walmart anymore.
What the F? You stupid Yankees.
Technically, Ty, you would be a Yankee. You are in Ohio.
You shut your dirty cotton-picking mouth. Jigaboo!
Too far. All right, we're good. I don't know what this even...
He took that one step far.
I don't even know what's happening. Whatever. We're back. Okay, so Batman. What happened? Where'd we go? I don't know.
Somehow you got to the topic of Richard Nixon
yeah.
and slavery. I don't know.
I was asleep. That wasn't me. That somebody broke in.
There is a little bit of vodka. There's a lot of vodka in your sweet tea, isn't
there? Huh? You can't see it, but I just stroked the microphone with my finger.
Like I can hear it.
The guy from the How To Basic videos, which are disgusting. Yeah, so...
I personally, in my opinion, I don't see the issue.
I don't see an issue. That's something you need to know, though. Don't play on train tracks. That's the point we're trying to get across. Unless you're Batman.
Yeah. Unless you're Batman.
Batman.
Or you're smart enough to move when you see a train coming.
Exactly. All right. Well.
Ty, what time is it?
It's time for you to shut the fuck up. Fuck you and fuck your family too. Okay. It's time. It's time for Andrew's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something of the week.
You sound like a 1970s pimp.
Agnew.
So, what I found is actually I found Kickstarter.
You, Miss New Booty.
That
is that in Waterloo?
It's a town city that's connected to mine. Yes, so it's like 15 minutes away. Right now, I'm trying to organize to go over there and see their operation and do a little insider report.
It's in a guy's basement.
Actually, no, it's actually out of a proper building.
A basement.
So shut up. Shut up, Ty.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's like
okay, so it's called the Bartizan.
But I'm ready to talk about it.
What it is it's a Keurig for alcoholics. Oh, sorry. Let me read their description so then it doesn't make it sound horrible.
Yeah, alcoholics go to
the
meetings.
The Bartizan is cocktails liberated. Create delicious cocktails at home without fancy recipes or multiple ingredients. Everything you need is inside the capsules. Just add the basic spirits, such as rum,
it's a Keurig,
gin, and tequila. Yeah, it's a fucking Keurig for booze.
It's a Keurig for booze.
And the reason why I heard them was I actually heard them on a local radio station, which got me connected to this. But you can make things like, so far what they have for their cocktails is margarita, sexy on the beach, cosmopolitan, the zest martini, Bartizan breeze, and Uptown Rocks.
And future drinks, the sea breeze, the lemon drop twist, the tequila sunrise, the grasshopper, the white Russian for the dudes, Bahama Mama, Long Islands, apple teenies, Singapore sling, hurricane, rusty trombones, Cleveland steamers, hot
just
Carls.
Just add your suggestions doesn't mean you got to add stuff.
Planter punch, Mai Tai. Or your tie. Amaretto sour, mudslide, day at the beach, rape, matador, daiquiri, Alabama slammer, roofies, blue Hawaiian, Harvey wallbanger.
There's also the Harvey Dent, but the problem with that is you can only have one of those and half your face is gone.
Yeah, it's a very hot drink.
Very hot.
It lights on fire. And then
it's kind of like a Flaming Moe.
I take offense to that.
Please tell me you know what you remember the Flaming Moe.
Oh, yeah, from The Simpsons.
That wasn't a homo stab. God damn it.
Shut
Don't
up.
Make everything about you. Bet you think the song is about you.
It is about me. Going back to Darius Rucker, where is it? A-I-O-U. All the songs from the 90s, baby. That's not even a guitar riff. That's the words.
And in the cups, it's actually all the liquid ingredients, so it's all in concentrate, essentially.
I got the vodka.
So pretty much the only thing you're putting in is the liquor. So you put in your vodka or whatever. And unlike Keurigs,
their capsules capsules are fully 100% recyclable.
Oh, wow.
So, here we go. These are the levels.
They're expensive.
Of douchebaggery. I say that because I'm mad because there's not one on my desk right now. So $5, you get a thank you and an email in the blast about news and events. So you pretty much pay $5 to get them to say thank you and get their newsletter. $39, you get a Bartisan cocktail shaker.
Ooh.
The early bird special is for $249. Is the early bird Bartisan and 12 capsules.
It's already gone.
Those are already sold out. Those were sold out when I heard on the radio like a week ago. For $299, you get the Bartisan and 12 capsules. For $399, I'm not talking like $299 and $399 in case you people are stupid and put a decimal point in there.
I don't know.
Idiots. Is you get a Bartisan and 96 capsules.
God.
That's a good Friday night. Now, if you want to be awesome and have a friend, you for $589, you get two Bartisans and 24 capsules. Now, wait. If you love us and want to send each of us one of those and keep one for yourself, because there's five, so that's Ty, me.
I forgot about Nate.
Ben. Well, Nate doesn't really drink, but when he does, he goes full fucking hog.
Ooh.
So you got Nate, and that'll be a break in case of emergency situation. And then yourself. So you can make everyone happy. You get five Bartisans and 60 capsules for $13.99.
That's only $1,400. That's less than a month salary for most people. We're rich!
And so, but the top one, the second from top one, I didn't fucking read. For $2,000, you can get a custom Bartisan and 12 capsules. So I'm assuming by the looks of it, you can pick it in any fucking color you want. Because they all come in like a standard grayish white by the looks of it. But for $5,000, you get the ultimate experience. So what that means is you get North American airfare for two. So for me, it would be a cab ride. Two nights at the Delta Hotel in Uptown Waterloo, which is like a fucking half-hour drive. Meeting and cocktail tasting with the Cocktail Diva and team. Dinner at TWH Social. I don't even know what that means, and I live here. And a tour of the Bartisan office also includes a Bartisan and 12 capsules.
Wow.
But it's not over. One more capsules. Receive 12 additional capsules to any pledge reward for an additional $20. That's actually pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think this is a really sweet idea.
I'm going to give it a yay. And I'm going to tell them that if they send two, hear me out. Beautiful people. What's his name? Where's his name at? Hold on. I see
Brian.
Brian. It's me.
Brian Federack and Jason Neville.
Look, he remembers it.
Brune.
Neville. And yeah, D, you're beautiful. I have a friend named D. Jason. Hey. Brian. You're not bad looking.
I was expecting a hey.
No, it's all right. I'm looking at
this
Brian.
This dude, actually, he was on the radio show. And Brian actually, he traveled overseas to design this product and then brought it back to make it here.
Love it that he studied engineering and business. Brian, I'm a combat engineer. So, I mean, engineer is in the name. Right? Send two to Andrew. He lives in...
You don't even have to pay shipping. I will just come pick them
up. He'll come pick it up. He'll buy you dinner.
Wait, what?
He'll blow you.
Whoa.
His butthole is open. He'll take it all. Just six dicks. Just dicks, 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 dicks.
So Ty will be coming up.
In all seriousness,
sure we can arrange something.
In all seriousness, Brian Federline. Brian Fedora. For real, though.
It's Federack.
It's Federline. Is your brother Kevin?
This is why we're not going to get anything.
No, we will. He loves me. Brian said he wanted to marry me. Brian. 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 All I picture is Family Guy right now.
Yeah.
Brian.
when Stewie's like beaten up.
Hey, B-Rye. B-Rye.
There's a spot, Brian, there's a spot on my desk. Right here, just wide open.
Yeah, I've got a whole house that would bring so much awareness to your Canadian product here in America.
Pretty sure it would sell like hotcakes in America. They're all alcoholics.
Will, and I just drink all the time. My uncle owns a bar. He would probably love that.
When he's on tour in the Army, they think that his hydrate pack is actually filled with water. No, it's filled with straight vodka.
Vodka and Red Bull. I did it as soon as I got home. That's not even a lie. That's not a joke. That's legit, Brian Federline.
This is why we don't get things.
What's his name? Federack.
Brian Federack.
Federack. I like Brian Fedora better. He is pretty. Okay, well, I think that is a great product. It's got my support. I'll put my stamp of approval on it.
I completely agree. I'm going to keep badgering them until I get at least a fuck off.
Yeah, so. That'll work. Awesome. Well, I'm pretty sure this is a great episode. We need to just stop having Ben.
Apparently.
Because Ben sucks.
Well, all I got to say is it's been fun.
It has been fun. This has been a great time.
And I'm just going to head out.
How do you have that in here? Oh, my God, it's so whippy.
It's honestly, it's just a backpack. You can call me Inspector Gadget.
Oh, my God.
Good day from Cirula Road, Chopper 5.
Take me with you. He's gone. Well, all right, everybody. Really enjoyed having you here, listening to us ramble on about nonsense and stuff.
I don't know what happened back there.
Oh,
Fuck.
Just take a left. Take a left.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Guys, I'll see you in a few years.
Hit the blue button. All right, hopefully he got that. Looks like it's just going to be me next time. But what you can do in the meantime is go to our Facebook page, hit that like button, Cerebral Overload. Go to iTunes, leave us some feedback. You know, we recently started on a new channel, don't have a lot of feedback, don't know what you guys are thinking. Shoot us an email, go to the website, check us out on Twitter. We got a YouTube page. Our podcast is going on YouTube soon. We've got Instagram, Snapchat, Xbox. Hit us up on everything. We'd love to hear from you. What's up? Oh, shit. Yeah.
I need you to smuggle me out of here.
I'm at it.
I need you to smuggle me out of here.
All right, just go to the motorcycle and jump in the trunk.
It's a fucking motorcycle.
I promise. It's bigger than it looks on the inside.
Where's the Focus?
Oh, that's out there, too. Jump in the trunk of the Focus. I guess that'll work, too.
Fuck.
Hold on, let me hit the button. All right. You got it. All right. Hey. All right, everybody. It was a good episode. Loved having you. I gotta go smuggle this guy out of the country. So until next week, Morgan, take us away, buddy.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.